Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Those on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, have been listening to us talk about the Black Desert Championship. We'll be reviewing that. Again, a big week in Utah golf. Bob and I have been doing this show for 25 years and covering the PGA Tour all over the country and some over in Scotland as well. And to have the show come to our home state was super cool. We had anticipated that this may happen at some point in time. Johnny Miller built some courses where he had hoped it to happen. It never happened. And finally, Black Desert comes along and it actually happened. And people from the entire state, it was like a bit of a golf reunion down there. If you were in the golf scene, everybody was there. It was like this giant networking event, reunion, people, good to see everybody there. Good contingent of local players, good contingent of PGA Tour players. And at the end of the day, we got an up-and-coming stud that ended up winning there, Matt McCarty. I mean, when a guy goes out and wins in his second event, Bob, as a member of the PGA Tour, coming off of a Battlefield promotion from the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, 10 starts in his last 10 starts, 3 wins on the Korn Ferry Tour and 1 on the PGA Tour. His only other start that's considered a PGA Tour event was the U.S. Open, and he missed the cut. But I'll tell you what, he played some phenomenal golf. He's getting very, very comfortable in his skin being able to compete on the PGA Tour. And for him to shoot 23 under par there at Black Desert Resort was awesome. And congratulations to him on his victory.
You started to talk about players like this hasn't been done since 2005 when Jason Gore got the Battlefield promotion off the Korn Ferry and moved in and won the 2005 84 Lumber Classic. So, you know, it's been a minute since that's happened, and it's super impressive what he was able to do. Had a chance to walk with him on the back nine on Sunday, and just to see the kind of caliber of shots he was hitting under the pressure, under the gun, he's impressive. He doesn't take himself too seriously, but we are all going to take him seriously because the kid is a player. He's 26 years old, and he's phenomenal. We'll talk about that. Caddy's going to join us. Lucas Glover, who shot a 62 on Sunday, had some great things to say about it on the Lucas Glover Show. We'll hear from some of that as we continue, just getting started here on Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves. It's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See storeoracles.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
I only won once in college. I won, like, another AM event, but, you know, a couple mini tour state open stuff, you know, when I turned pro. But up until this year, you know, it had been... I won my sophomore year of college, didn't win anything for a couple, 3 years, and kind of the same until this year. So, yeah, it's been just trying to stay patient, and, like, it's really hard to win golf tournaments and keep telling yourself that. And all you can do is really put yourself in contention and kind of see what happens. And, like, you learn a lot from those, and people always say it, like, learning how to win. I think it's, like, learning how to just play in contention and get yourself there more often, and winning sometimes just seems like it kind of happens, especially lately. So
the shy little giggle there at the end, especially lately. Yeah, winning's happening for Matt McCarty. Four wins in the last 10 starts. Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. How about the 26-year-old, Bob, from Scottsdale, Arizona, played at Santa Clara College, as he said, just had the one win. You know, this isn't a guy that's like, you know, we talk about Troy Merritt, who joins us on the show. I think he won 8 times in college. You know, yeah. These guys come out, some guys are, you know, win early, some guys win a little bit later. He's kind of an aw shucks, kind of just shy kid, if you will. I'd call him a kid. He's a 26-year-old man, but, you know, he seems young. This is his, you know, first time out on the PGA Tour. He opens up with a 62, goes 68, 64, 67, 261, 23 under par on the par 71 Black Desert course designed by Tom Weisskopf, picks up $1.35 million. He said afterwards, you know, what might change for the next week headed to Vegas? And he said, well, I might, my accommodations might just get a little better.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Also, with that win, he's fully exempt through 2026. So what they always, you get a full 2 year exemption on the PGA Tour with win, but it matters when you win. If you win early in the year, you get the rest of that year plus 2 full years. And so that's what's really cool. You know, he gets the remainder of the FedEx Cup fall finish. Then he gets 2 full years on the PGA Tour. He would have gotten just 1 year, 2025, because of his Battlefield promotion from the Korn Ferry Tour, but now he gets an extra year, 2026. He also gets into the Century Tour event for winners in Hawaii, also the Masters and the PGA, also gets the US Open. at the Players Championship, that kind of thing. And he moves up to 95th on the FedEx Cup points list. Top 60 get into the fall season, get into some events of the signature events at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. So, you know, one thing that I misunderstood is I thought that you were able to, however you play within this 8 tournament stretch known as the FedEx Cup fall, I thought the top 10 from those 8 events were essentially the Aon Next 10 that got into the first 2 signature events. But what I'm realizing coming from this is numbers 51 and beyond, they carry their points into FedEx Cup fall, okay? So yep. Nobody 50 below can pass them. They can't improve their position or take points away from them, right? Let's say number 40 came in and he won. He doesn't steal the points away from... Anyway, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole, but the bottom line is, if number 51 doesn't even play and nobody above him wins enough points to move him off that spot, then he's still in there. So it's literally 51 to 60 at the end of the FedEx Cup fall that that make up the Aon Next 10 getting into the first 2 signature events. So I thought it was weighed a little heavier for your play in the fall, but if you're number 120 and you have a really good 8 tournament stretch, but you don't crack the top 60, you're not in those signature events. So that's actually a little bit more elusive. And Lucas Glover talked about that. He's in the Masters because it got him inside the top 50 in the world rankings by his play right now. So he's in the Masters currently, but not in the first 2 signature events. Matt McCarty, he moves to number 44, 46 in the world, I think. So he's, and he won, so he's in the Masters. He's in the Century because he won, but he's not in Pebble and
Genesis
because he's not in that 51 to 60 yet, right? Yes. Because it moved him to 95th. And so now that's a huge jump, and he's got the 2-year exemption. So look, winning takes care of everything, but it didn't quite get him into those first 2 signature events like I thought it would. But look, if he keeps playing the way he is, as he said, the wins just sort of come.
Yeah, and the majors, you know, 3 of the majors come, the Players Championship, that kind of thing. And so for him to be able to play in those events, is something that he has wanted to do for a long time. He, like I said, he played the U.S. Open this year, but to be able to affect that so it's guaranteed, he can plan his schedule around those majors. He's going to be playing with the best players in the world. It's an exciting time for him right now because of how he's played, and he's the 3rd lefty to win this week or this year. So you got... you got Akshay Bhatia and the kid from Scotland,
Robert McIntyre.
Robert McIntyre. So it's just exciting for him. Exciting for him to win in the inaugural event at Black Desert Resort. And here he is. He's got 4 or 5 more events here left in the fall, and a chance to get himself up into that 51 to 60 category to be able to play those 2 signature events.
Yeah, no doubt. When you see somebody win like that, I don't care what tour it is or what have you, for him to win 4 times in his last 10, I mean, 40% win percentage, that's insane, right? Like he can kind of shrug it off and, hey, I'm just trying to get myself in contention, you know, trying to learn to win, whatever. Just sometimes the wins just happen. The bottom line is he's on the verge of doing some special stuff. Does he end up being the next Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas or who knows, right? But he showed a lot of promise. Like I said, I followed him down the back 9 of a Sunday at Black Desert. And let's give you an example. Joe Highsmith was playing with him. Joe's a rookie on tour. Joe was in the final group with him, and he struggled. Joe struggled a little bit on Sunday. And a good example is on the 10th hole, you know, McCarty right down the middle of the fairway. Highsmith just a little off to the side. So now he just changes the angle into that green. Mm-hmm. And McCarty hits it center of the green, past the flag, well past the front false front area.
Drop off, fall off,
And sticks it right there, maybe 20, 25 feet middle of the green above the hole, okay? You're like, That was just okay. Until you watch Highsmith, he comes in because he's not at left angle. He's coming in a little more on that left side. He hits it hole high with a ton of spin and zips it right down that little valley. And rolls down 15 yards short of the green. Now, he pitched it up and made par. It's just those are the little things, right? You just see like that was extra stress that Joe had to play with that Matt didn't, you know? Right. And you start to see how he knew he had the lead. He was in a good position. You hit it in the middle of the green. There's no sense in trying to. And he was coming in with a wedge. He could have been uber aggressive, and he put it right where he needed it to be. And I just saw that as he went around the back nine. Precision, putting himself in play. And let's give you another example. On 12, he hit it down the middle of the fairway, Bob. But he didn't hit a very good shot in. He was up. He didn't like his shot. It wasn't the right shot. And the pin was back right on a two-tier green. I mean, technically a three-tier green, but he's underneath the tier with about a 30-footer or something. Now, he almost made a huge mistake. He barely got it up the hill to stay on the proper shelf, but it did. He marked it, putted it, and it broke up more than he thought, and he missed it and made three-putt bogey. And I thought, okay, here he is experiencing some pressure, some adversity. He comes right back and pars 13, which was playing really difficult that day. It's normally a par 5, so it's a resort birdie, but it's a tour par. And then he goes to the drivable par 4 14th hole. And y'all know what happened there. He drives it from 300 yards to 4 feet, inside 4 feet, makes it for eagle. Now, driving it there is one thing. Now, I can't imagine all the things that are going through your mind at that point in time. But to quiet all that down and just pour that thing in, bam, there's the eagle. Then he comes back, and I think he birdied 16 and 18 and just went one going away by three shots. That was pretty studly. Like, that showed me a lot.
Yep. And that's what you do. You put yourself in a position that you can still make putts. Maybe you're not going to, tear the flag out, but you can still make putts even from the positions where you're at, but you're playing smart golf and intelligent golf.
Matt McCarty, a winner on the PGA Tour and in good position for his career over the next couple of years. Keep him in mind, winner of the inaugural Black Desert Championship. We'll talk more about this here. Hear from some of the other players as we continue. Caddy's going to join us as well for a little analysis. Stay tuned. That's all coming up as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here looking back at the Black Desert Championship last week. Again, Matt McCarty winning $1.35 million, 500 FedEx Cup points, shot 23 under par. Pretty impressive stuff. Just six bogeys for the entire week and did a lot of really good things. Lucas Glover kind of stole the show a little bit outside of what Matt did winning. 62 on Sunday. There were two 62s. Glover was one of them. And it's really interesting listening to him talk on the Lucas Glover show on Sirius XM on PGA Tour Network. He just said that he just couldn't read the greens, just really struggled to read the greens. And yeah. When you look at his stats, this is astounding. His strokes gained approach the green, number one. He gained 13 and a half shots on the average of the field with his approach to the green. His ball striking was incredible. His putting, 60th. He gave up almost 2 3/4 shots on the flat with the flat stick, and you figure there's only about 60 guys that make the cut, so he's pretty much dead last of those that make the cut, and he finishes tied for third. That's how good he hit it. He hit it so good. He was number one in greens. He only missed 6 greens for the week, and yet he just couldn't figure the putter out until the fourth round, and let me just drop that down. Strokes gained putting in the fourth round, he was fourth in the final round, right? Yeah. So... Yeah. That was, he kind of got it together where like strokes gained putting, he was 45th in round three. He was 94th in round two. He was 130th in round one. So look, he figured it out. But look, you know, you can say, hey, I don't, it's new greens. I don't get them. But look what he did. He figured him out as the week went on. Give him another four rounds that the way he's striking it right now, he probably put some pretty good money on Lucas Glover.
Yeah. And conversely, Matt McCarty shot 62 in round one. And Lucas Glover was able to do it in the final round. And when you shoot 62 in a final round, you are going to make a massive jump. And that's what got him all the way up into tied for third.
So low scores, I was going to share some things. I mentioned that the greens were softer because of the high temperatures. And eventually, when the water got shut off, they firmed up. By Sunday, you started to see a little bit of bounce into them and things like that. After the thing that the tournament was over, I had a chance to talk to Lucas Glover. You'll hear my question and comment to him, or his comment to my question here coming up in a minute. But he, as I was driving around to listening to PGA Tour on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio, the Lucas Glover show came on. I said, hey, I'm going to tune in, see what he thinks about the Black Desert. You know, what do you think about the course? And he started into some comments, and here's what he had to say about his experience. Again, the Lucas Glover show on Sirius XM's PGA Tour Radio.
So that was maybe my third time to Utah. First two times were about 4 hours north in Salt Lake, which is where most people probably have been there, or what, Deer Valley for skiing, I guess. So I did learn that the St. George area where we were, one of the highest growing counties in the country, and ended up playing with a couple of the money guys behind the resort and pro-am and chatted with them, and they basically called it a suburb of Salt Lake, even though it's 4 hours away. I said, you're going to have to explain that to me. He said, well, it's the weather's so much nicer and better here later into the fall and earlier into the spring. I said, okay. So he goes, yeah, we'll come down here. It'll be 20 degrees warmer. There's snowing or really cold in Salt Lake. So a lot of people in Salt Lake area have second homes here. I said, oh, well, that's cool. And it's a straight shot down I-15, et cetera, et cetera. So I learned that immediately upon arrival. Stunningly beautiful place. I can't exaggerate that any more than I have the last couple of days being home or chatting with you guys, it is absolutely beautiful. Golf course, same. Absolutely beautiful. It is literally in a lava field. It looked like, say, Hawalala, the senior event over on the Kona coast that's through the lava field, all the black rock and all that stuff. The golf course was, from tee to green, pretty simple, pretty easy, honestly. Big, big wide fairways. It is a resort. It was built to be a resort golf course, and that's what it is. The difficulty around, on the greens was about the only defense it had. Tom Weisskopf, of course, the vision he had to make that out of, like I said, literally a lava field was pretty impressive. I don't think he saw it to its completion, sadly, but I think he saw it with a little bit of grass on it, but not completed. That being said, beautiful place. The resort opened on Sunday, like the day after, day before I got there. No exaggeration.
Wow.
Like I unwrapped the coffee maker in my room and plugged in the refrigerator. Like I can't imagine what they were doing the week before leading up to us getting there to get this place open.
Yeah.
But it was impressive. The majority of the resort is not finished. They're going to have it, its own town center, 5 or 6 more restaurants, condos, residences, the whole bit. Fantastic, fantastic place. Can't wait to see it when it's done. Mm. The nicest hotel gym I've ever seen, honestly. Like they've knocked it out of the park.
Holy cow.
And, but the golf course, it's a fun golf course. It's not overly hard, as you could see with the scores. Yeah, I mean, I missed 6 greens because it's very easy to miss, very hard to miss fairways. And I played with, you know, Harris English, a friend of ours there on St. Simon's as well. And there were a couple holes where I was hitting driver 3-wood and he was laying back with 3 irons. Strategic place. There were only about 3 tee shots that you really had to fit it in, if you will. Otherwise, it was pretty open. But if you did get off, there was lava. I mean, I hit it in the lava one time for the week and it was with a 4-iron off of a tee box. I mean, how bad is that?
Mm. You got bored.
Maybe it was just a bad shot, but
why did it take so long to play? I mean, those two,
it was a big, big property, big, big property. And we had several shuttles because of basically how the golf course was designed and made. And I mean, you're in a lava field up and over mountain, and it was a difficult walk, first of all, and then we had to have a lot of shuttle rides, 2 tee boxes.
Cool.
Just because it's a riding course. They spent tons and tons of time and money putting in walk paths just for the tour event, for the players to get from tee boxes to fairways without having to go down the cart path, stuff like that. It was, I don't even want to know what that number was, because they were perfectly, beautifully manicured gravel walk paths just to get us from A to B. But I can't overstate what a cool place and beautiful place it was. Knowing nothing going in, I was extremely, extremely impressed with the area, the support. Another one of those, like we love to talk about, small market tour venues or small market tour communities that just rally around the event. They had 3 times more volunteers than they needed just because the people wanted to be there and see it and be on site. And there, I mean, it was awesome. It was a great event. They did a heck of a job.
Cool. And you'll go back.
Probably if I hadn't shot 62 Sunday, probably not, because I was so frustrated reading the greens. But, yeah, I'll probably go back now.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll all go back and do the show from there.
Let's do that.
Like a heck of a spot, man. I got to check this out. And the Salt Lake suburbs, 4 hours.
Yeah, four hour suburbs. Well, yeah. That's how he described it. I said, well, you got to explain that to me. I'm from South Carolina. So, it was a cool place. And they had some, I don't know the right word, constraints, they had some issues that they had to work around. The first and 10th tee are on the same tee box. They had construction everywhere, so they had to shuttle
up. Kind of like that one, kind of like Bay Hill shares a tee box. What is that, 15 and
15 and 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your honor, yeah. your honor, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and like behind the driving range, they're still building these residences, and that was where the shuttles would go through. And, security had to do be a certain way because of, all the construction. It was, they had some issues to overcome, but they nailed it. It was awesome. It was a heck of an event. So and cool. It's going to be an even more special place when it's all done. I mean, it was beautiful.
All right. I don't know, like, you would think, listening to that, that we paid Lucas Glover for that endorsement. we did not
pay. He represents Black Desert.
He doesn't. And, I'm sitting there driving around, again, being involved with this development and seeing how it's gone on. I mean, I got a little emotional because, again, you have no idea how something like this is going to be received by the best players in the world. You don't have any idea how it's going to be received by your average golfers that just want to come play it. And I've heard all kinds of things from amateurs that have come just get, golfers coming to play the course. Well, it's too tight or it's too hard or it's this or that. Yeah. You listen to Lucas Glover. Hey, it's really forgiving off the tee. I think it's brilliant that Weisskopf was able to make a design that can basically fit both of those categories. It can be really difficult if you can't drive it well. It can be very forgiving if you do drive it well. And Lucas said he's driving the ball best he's ever driven it. So of course it's going to feel forgiving. But, for him to have say those kind of things and to, share that kind of experience he had is awesome. And I hope you all enjoyed it if you had a chance to go down there. Thanks again to Lucas Glover and the Lucas Glover Show on PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM. We'll take a break. When we come back, America's favorite caddy joins us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core,
using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio, and we always bring him in with this epic open music. What is going on, my friend?
You know, some people would consider it a burden to be carrying the moniker of legendary looper, but I can handle it. I'm just fine.
You'll carry that weight, huh?
Boy, I'm going to carry that weight a long time.
Oh, boy.
For those of our listeners not on Social Security, that was a musical reference from way back when.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a little self-deprecating humor there, but that's all. I'll let that go.
Well, I'm multi-talented. Oh, okay. I hit all. Yeah.
Oh, so caddy.
I do things left and right-handed. I am amphibious.
There he is.
Amphibious.
Mm-hmm.
Not ambidextrous.
Whatever he says.
Yep.
So you were telling us off the air that when the wind blows at Summerlin, it changes that golf course, huh?
Oh, my goodness. That one can really go from 30 fest to can I break 80 fest. A Tiger shot 80-something there one year when it blew.
80-something?
I think he shot 80 or 80. He shot something starting with an 8. And wow. I believe that was the year it blew so hard the weather vane got blown off the top of the clubhouse. That's how hard it was. Yeah. You guys are from the Mountain West. You know when it blows up. I mean, nobody back east knows what wind is. They don't know what wind is in Florida. You know what wind is out west.
Whoa. You're talking about the state that just took on their third hurricane of the season, I think.
I'm talking about playable. The only time they see triple digits is when they have a hurricane. We get it all the time. It's no big deal. Front Range, come on, Front Range Mountains, 100-mile-an-hour wind, that happens. No big.
Yeah, especially up on the peaks during the winter.
That's right.
Tiger shooting 80, that doesn't happen. I think I remember Tiger shooting 80 at either a Scottish Open or a British Open, one of the two.
Championship.
Was it the Open?
Yeah.
Wait, are you correcting my British Open, or are you just saying it was at the Open Championship?
No, it was the Open Championship.
Same thing.
Yeah, Muirfield. I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
Muirfield. And oh, is it Muirfield? We like to refer to it as the Open Championship.
Championship.
There's a story behind this 80 that not many people know. I was at the John Deere Classic that week, and my player had made a hole-in-one in a tournament on a Sunday with the lead and was disgusted with the swing that he made. He hit kind of a low drilling pool with a 3-iron. It landed on the fringe and shot like a bullet, and it hit the pin and went in.
Perfect.
And he just, his reaction was he shrugged his shoulders and acted like it was a bad swing. And it was a bad swing, but it went in the hole for a one, and it was hilarious. And Tiger sent him a text saying, "Hey man, you can't react like that on an ace. What was that?" You know, poking a little fun at him. And so we're at the Deer, and the Open's going on at Muirfield. And I believe it was Saturday's round. It had to be probably the worst temperatures ever in the British. It was like 38 degrees and blowing hard, and it was ridiculous. And it was okay in the morning. In fact, I believe Justin Leonard went out and shot 68 and went from 75th to 4th or something. But Tiger was, of course, out late in the day, and he was in the brunt of the weather, and it was impossible. And I think he shot 80 or 80-something, and basically, I don't know if that killed his chances to win, but basically it did. And anyway, we're at Whitey's Ice Cream at John Deere on Saturday afternoon. And I highly recommend, if you haven't been there, you got to go there. The root beer float is as good as it gets. Anyway, so we're enjoying our ice cream at Whitey's. And my player says he sees Tiger score and he's like, oh, I got to leave him a text. So he texts him and gives him a hard time about it. Or actually, it was a voicemail back then. And he's giving him a hard time about it. And anyway, we get back to the house. And his wife, he's kind of laughing. And he tells his wife, she says, are you kidding me? He just shot 80 in the third round of a major he was leading. And you think he wants to hear that? And now my player's like, oh, no, what did I do? And he's feeling really bad, you know? And so he ends up sending, he does the worst thing. He ends up sending one or two more real apologetic voicemail. I'm so sorry. Oh, you can't do that with Tiger Woods. He's going to just take that like it's fuel on the fire. And sure enough, oh, it was on after that. Tiger would leave a message. It's just, yeah, it was spectacular. That went on for a while. Yeah.
Shot 81 in 2002. He was one of 10 players to shoot in the 80s that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, I think it was like 38 degrees and blowing hard. That's just crazy, right?
So Caddy, you were talking about ice cream at Whitey's, and yeah, that's in Moline, right?
Moline, Illinois. Yeah. There's a few
locations. How about the pork chop sandwiches?
Oh, the pork chop sandwiches. You know where else they have them?
On the practice range.
At Harbortown, they actually have them. And they're pretty good. But no, I mean, you go, the pork chop sandwiches are crazy good.
Pork chop sandwich, huh?
Yep.
As good as the sandwiches are at Augusta, at the Masters. And they are good, right? They're so inexpensive and they're good sandwiches.
Yep.
They're no pork chop sandwich. They're no. They're no John for pork chop. They don't have anything that good. I'm sorry.
Brian has never had the opportunity to enjoy a pork chop sandwich.
Oh, as far as you
know.
Not in Moline.
I've never been to Moline or the John Deere. But I'm gonna not let us get too far down the pork chop rabbit hole here. But okay. So interesting. Okay. I called Caddy. So Caddy, going back to the Black Desert Championship. We just heard from Lucas Glover on his Lucas Glover show on PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM. Lucas went off for about 10 minutes on how amazing Black Desert was, the area, the beauty. Like it was, you know, when you put out a course like that, you're always a little interested to see what are the best players really going to say. And I've been blown away at overwhelmingly positive comments from the players. And as you know, the PGA Tour players aren't exactly the most forgiving bunch. Caddy's just the same. And they all had such positive things to say. One of the things that he was challenged with was reading the greens. He just struggled to read the greens. And this is amazing. When you look at his stats for the week, again, he shot 62 on Sunday, and his putting got better every single day. So he was figuring them out, but he just said he had such a struggle to figure them out. Strokes gained approach the green. So his ball striking into the green, he was number one for the week. 13 and a half shots he gained on the field average, okay? 13 and a half. And then his strokes gained total, he gained over 11. So, and yet around the green, his strokes gained putting, he gave up 2.77 and he was 60th, which essentially is last of those that made the cut. So, when you look at that, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen quite a disparity. Like he struggled that much with the putter, but he struck it that good. He said he's driving it better than he's ever driven it. His ball striking is he's really happy with it. He has a lot of optimism and he's just chalking it up to everybody struggled last week trying to figure out new greens and that he doesn't do well on mountainy, deserty greens. And so it's just kind of a tough thing for him, but it wasn't his stroke. It wasn't, he just couldn't read them. In fact, his quote was, I told my caddy walking out to the tee on Saturday, don't even try. You have the day off from reading. No sense in both of us being frustrated. That's what he said. Have you ever seen anything like that?
He should have stayed in school. If you can't read, it's hard to make it in this world. Oh, it's not impossible.
Oh, my.
But you know what? You really... So here's the thing. Scottie Scheffler had similar stats earlier this year and was winning with those stats. That's what's scary.
Mm.
Remember that? He had some stats where he was so far down in putting, yet he was still contending to win. I don't think he won with those stats, but he was like finishing right there. But Lucas has a long time reputation as being one of the best tee to green guys and not the greatest putter. So I'm sure
that's why he went to the long putter.
Yeah, and the long putter did him a lot of good. That kind of transformed him. But yeah, look, the greens are, you do have a general slope there from the big red mountain down towards the airport, right? That's a general lay of the land. And so you can kind of throw that into your misreads a little bit. And but yeah, the greens have a lot of, those are really cool greens. There's a lot of action going on them. They're pretty awesome surfaces, you know?
So Caddy, Brian picked 23, Brian?
I picked it on the number, yeah.
What'd you say, Caddy, 22?
I don't know what I said. It was around 22 to 24 that I said.
Yeah, yeah.
I think my
you guys hit it right on the head, man.
Yeah, that was the well. Brian Taylor obviously needs to go into the sport betting business. He's good at picking. I mean, the Keegan Bradley call will never be. You should just retire on that one. Just, no more predictions. Just leave. When you hit the grand slam in the bottom of the ninth with two outs to win the World Series by one, you just need to walk off.
Costanza, I'm out.
I'm out.
Go out on top. Yep. Yeah, go out on top. Look, I will say this real quickly about Keegan Brad. If you actually sat down and looked at it, there really wasn't anybody else. I honestly don't know who they would have picked to be the Ryder Cup captain. It would have been Stuart Sink. It was either Stuart Sink or Keegan Bradley, in my opinion. But
why not Tiger Woods?
He declined. It was his. He declined.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Caddy. Speaking of Ryder Cup, okay, the PGA of America just came out and said that the price tag for a ticket for the tournament days of the Ryder Cup is $749 and includes unlimited food and non-alcoholic drinks. Practice rounds are $255, and you can bring two juniors without charge.
Oh, happy to hear the two juniors without charge thing. That's for the practice rounds.
Yes.
I'm taking it. Yeah, it's a pricey ticket. It's good because I do a lot of business with the PGA of America, and now they can't complain when I raise the price of my product. So, well, they can always. But anyway, I digress.
If you're not complaining, you're not caddying.
So, Mr. Taylor, what's the retail on the Taylor Swift ticket?
Oh.
Retail?
Oh.
Like, yeah, I mean, face value?
Is it 1,000? Yeah, face value.
No, they're like $200 or $300, maybe $400.
So it's less expensive face value than it's half the cost of the Ryder Cup ticket.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
She does more than one show every 2 years, though.
Well...
Or back in the United States every 4 years.
What are we, what's an NFL ticket and, you know, normal NFL ticket nowadays? Is it a couple hundred, 300? Is it something like that?
Yeah, I've been looking online and in the upper levels, they're probably $150 to $200.
Yeah.
In the upper levels.
That's resale.
Do we know what a Ryder Cup ticket was at Whistling Straits?
Here, let me tell you. Hold on.
Bob's going to check with the internet and see what it finds out. Ryder Cup ticket.
I think it was at Whistling Straits, it was like $280.
I mean, let's be honest, you know.
$185 at Whistling Straits for competition days.
The economy has changed. Everything's more expensive now. Plus, you're in New York City, for crying out loud.
And this is all inclusive with food.
I think they just looked at the real estate prices and said, let's just take it up that much.
There you go.
So, yeah. That's about right. Well, yeah, it's all inclusive, huh? Everything, all
yeah, in. food and non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah,
all well, you can eat.
What do we do with this? Do we go just? Are we going strip capitalist supply and demand, and that's what the market will bear? And so that's what are we going to go more steer to one other direction and train of thought and say, oh, you know, they should be less. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't have a feeling they're going to have a problem selling them out.
No, they've got 500,000 people on the list to buy tickets.
Oh, well, there you go. So
and they said it needs to be commensurate because this is like a World Series or a Super Bowl or something, that this ticket needs to be kind of commensurate with what the other sports are charging.
It's at least a Super Bowl. It's at least a Super Bowl, and it's at least the last game 7 of the World Series. The Ryder Cup is, I mean, it's on another level. Come on, right? I mean, it's on a crazy other level. What's a Masters ticket face value for the week?
Do we know? For the weekly badge, I think it's $475, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think. Look, if they've got 500,000 people lined up for the ticket, they underpriced them. So, I mean, that's just, they're underpriced.
They might have signed up. They might have signed up before they knew what the price was, but nevertheless, that's something. Hey, look, we're out of time, unfortunately, Caddy. There were so many other things I wanted to get to with you, and we ran out. Caddy and I had a spirited discussion on reading greens and putting. Mm-hmm. It was really, really interesting. We'll have to rehash that at another time, but, Caddy, good stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
The Lucas gloves came off. Thank you, gentlemen.
That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. The back nine's coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Week 7 of the NFL kicked off with the Broncos taking on the Saints. The Broncos winning that one 33-10 for Thursday Night Football. But we look to Sunday. NFL Sunday key matchups include the Patriots taking on the Jaguars in London. That final game being played for the NFL season in London. The Lions will take on the Vikings. Vikings still undefeated. The Lions coming off that big win against Dallas. A Super Bowl rematch. The 49ers will play the Chiefs in California. And Sunday Night Football concludes with the Jets taking on the Steelers. Can Aaron Rodgers with newly acquired Davante Adams get it done, or with the Steelers with Russell Wilson hoping to start take it? College football rankings going into week 8. Texas at the number 1 spot, still undefeated. Oregon also still undefeated at number 2. Penn State undefeated at number 3. Ohio State at number 4. Georgia at number 5. Miami's at number 6. Alabama at that 7th spot. LSU at number 8. Iowa State undefeated number 9. And Clemson at number 10. Key matchups on Saturday include Missouri 19 going against Auburn. Clemson will take on Virginia. Alabama will take on Tennessee. Tennessee's at number 11. Michigan 24 will play number 22, Illinois. And the big one, Georgia against Texas. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah. Any size, any time. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Geico and Geico.com. The Dallas Cowboys, whose value is $11 billion, makes it the most valuable sports franchise in the world. With all the resources the Cowboys have been blessed with over the past 3 decades, they should have as many Super Bowls as any NFL franchise. Jerry Jones bought the team in 1989. Why this team was so successful immediately after Jones's purchase was because he handed a set of general manager keys to then new head coach Jimmy Johnson, a football teammate of Jones's at the University of Arkansas. Johnson would proceed to win 2 Super Bowls for the Cowboys in his 5-year tenure in Dallas. They were a 1-win team in his first season, but 4 short years later, Johnson accomplished what only 7 other coaches have done, winning back-to-back Super Bowls. But Jones couldn't stand the limelight afforded Johnson, and he would force him out after the 2nd Super Bowl win. Barry Switzer was up next, another Razorback, and he too would bring a Super Bowl win to Dallas, but he also fell victim to the Texas-sized self-importance of Jones. Since 1997, prowling the sidelines for the Cowboys has been mostly a list of yes-men, with Mike McCarthy doing the honors now. And on his 82nd birthday this past Sunday, Jones watched his team get boat raced by Detroit 47-9 at home. No one thought it could get worse than the Week 2 44-19 home loss to the Saints, but incredibly, it did. Nothing will change for this franchise until Jones steps down. He forced his Arkansas friends out after their massive successes, and it's blatantly obvious that the only thing larger than the mammoth AT&T Stadium that the Cowboys play in is Jones's ego. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Such a good place to be talking golf with you Saturday mornings, wherever you're picking us up on your favorite podcast network, iHeartRadio, GNN Radio, everyone that's distributing us. Thank you very much for tuning in. Year 25 of the show, first time having the PGA Tour here in our home state of Utah. I thought it was a great show. Black Desert showed out, players showed out, Matt McCarty put on a show, Lucas Glover 62, Matty Schmidt dropped a 62 on Sunday as well. It was good stuff, man. And I'll tell you what, McCarty at 26 years, 10 months, almost 27 years old, picks up his first victory on the PGA Tour, moves to number 95 in the FedEx standings. He's inside the top 50 in the world. He's exempt through 26. He's in the Masters. He's in the Century. He's in the all three majors that will qualify him and most likely gets into the PGA because right now he's in the top 50 in the world if he remains there. So it's unreal. And then for him to win four times, Bob, in 10 starts, I mean, you don't see that, that kind of success. It's difficult. It's difficult to win out there. Even if you're playing well, it's difficult to win. And, Scotty figured it out. He's been winning prolifically. And, you got this, Matt, McCarty coming out here and just ho-hum goes out about his business and racking him up.
Battlefield promotion from the Corn Ferry Tour, which is how he got into being able to play in the fall. And then, second start in the fall, and he wins the Black Desert Resort Championship, shooting 23 under par with rounds of 62, 68, 64, and 67.
Pretty cool stuff. And again, if FedEx Cup fall rolls into Las Vegas this week, you got to be 51 to 60 to get in on Aon Next 10, which will jump you into the first two signature events of 2025, not including the Century, formerly known as the Tournament of Champions, out there at Kapalua, because it used to be winners only. Now it's winners as well as those who make it into the Tour Championship. And so you've got a little bit better, bigger field, that kind of thing. But, who's there? Black Desert Championship winner, Matt McCarty. So congratulations. We'll get into so much more of that next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves. It's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature Paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to BlackDesertResort.com. Preview period is open right now where you can stay in Black Desert for as low as $199. Details at BlackDesertResort.com. And again, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Joel Dahman played last week. He was a fan favorite. Wes Bryan was a fan favorite. These guys have been made popular through social media, Netflix, those kinds of things. And it's cool to see the way that the crowds followed these players. And you're going to hear from Wes Bryan. I had a chance to catch up with him after his final round on Sunday at Black Desert. But you were just telling me in the break that Joel Dahman, a tough penalty in round number one there at Las Vegas. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, he got the max penalty that you can get, four strokes in the first round on Thursday at the Shriners Children's Open because of too many clubs in the bag. He had 14 clubs, or excuse me,
15.
You're allowed 14. He had 15.
Yeah, that's I put that one on the caddy. Where do you say you've caddied? I mean, ultimately, it's the player's responsibility for all that kind of stuff. But I feel like the caddy's the bag manager. I feel like I remember.
Give me the driver. Which one?
Yeah, which one? Who am I thinking of?
At the Open Championship,
the Masters champion from Wales.
Yes, correct.
Oh my gosh! Why am I having a hard time? Little
you
short
and I,
guy,
brain dead.
You little short guy. Oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah, he's like, which one? Which one? I'll never forget that. But
then he took he took that driver out of the bag, the one he didn't want, and just threw it down
in a tree. He chucked it in a tree.
Yep. Yeah. Funny. But yes.
Ian Woosnam. No.
Yep. Ian Woosnam. Yes.
Ian Woosnam. Yep. Yeah. Sorry about that. Jeez.
Yeah. So he was penalized 2 shots per hole. He started with 2 pars and actually became 2 doubles.
That's tough. I mean, the game's tough enough without having to add 4. Oh my gosh.
And the thing about it is he's getting close to the bubble on 125. He's currently standing at 124. So each one of these weeks, as he gets closer and closer to the end of the year over the next 5 events, it's crucial.
Yeah, it's crucial. No doubt about it. Wesley Bryan is another guy that's grinding out there. What a great story he had last week where he stayed around. He had the prerogative to putt for eagle on the par 5 18th hole at Black Desert on Friday night, elected to mark and wait because of darkness. So he hung around for a whole night, comes back the next morning with a few fans that had gotten there early to watch him, and he pours it in for eagle to make the cut on the number. And then he finishes, I think, tied for 21st or something like that. I caught up with him after his round and asked him about it. And here's my conversation with Wes Bryan.
Here with Wesley Bryan. Just finished up the 4th round here at the Black Desert Championship. 5 under par. You came out, you made the eagle on Saturday morning to make the cut, and then climbed into, you know, at about top 15 right now. So pretty good weekend, huh?
Yeah, I mean, just the opportunity that we had to compete on the weekend was amazing. Sticking around just to hit one putt. it was a lot going through my mind there that morning. Did I waste a lot of time with the family by not finishing out and hopefully missing it and then being home a couple days early? But anyway, it worked out great. Had a really solid weekend. Played some really high quality golf, and I feel like I let a few go out there the last couple days, but all in all, just to be out here playing decent on the weekend as a YouTuber is not too bad.
Yeah, well, and a professional golfer as well. But have you ever slept on a putt like that? I mean, I know oftentimes you'll mark when it gets dark, that kind of thing, but I mean, to make the cut, is that a unique situation?
Yeah, that's a unique one. And there was a couple of us that had that. That's definitely the first time in my career where I have elected to not finish, because I'd much rather sleep and hang out and do my thing instead of having to wake up, come out and hit one putt. But anyway, it worked out great. Maybe I should look to do that a little more in the future.
Okay, so practice session Saturday morning. Do you actually go through a normal warm-up, or do you just take the putter?
Nope, just took the putter, putted for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then went out there, read it for 4 or 5 minutes, waited for the horn to blow, and able to roll right in.
First eagle to make the cut?
I feel like I've done that at some point. I find myself on the wrong side of a lot of cut lines, so I'm sure I've done it at some point.
So, first time around Black Desert this week, what are your impressions?
Amazing. I feel like this was about, I mean, the fact that they were able to turn it around and get it open and ready for us this week, I feel like was pretty special, and it didn't disappoint. The resort was amazing. The staff, they were all extremely friendly. From what I understand, that's just kind of a Utah thing. So, and then the golf course was fantastic. Definitely didn't disappoint. So, look forward to definitely coming back.
So, can you, if people are saying, well, what is it like to play Black Desert? Is it a second shot course? Is it demanding off the tee? How would you kind of describe it?
If you're going to hit the ball crooked, bring a lot of golf balls. That black rock comes into play a lot on just about every hole. So, be prepared to hit it straight. And, I mean, the course conditions, they were perfect. I know they set it up about as good as they could have for us. It's a good place to have a good time. And that, I haven't checked out the 19th hole yet, but the pin placement looks like it's in a pretty friendly spot.
Yeah, go give it a whirl.
Yep.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
There you go, Wes Bryan, after his final round at the Black Desert Championship. He hadn't checked out the 19th hole. I mean, how many of the guys even paid attention that there was a 19th hole? It's a little like 60-yard par 3 that looks like it's like peninsula because there's water all around it. And Tom Weisskopf is known for what he calls the bye hole. He learned it in Scotland. And it's just it's an extra hole, 19th hole, if you will, that you can play with your buddies to finish up around, maybe have a little bet, whatever you're going to do. Or in this case of Black Desert, it's going to be lit at night. So after dinner, if you want to come out and hit a couple wedge shots onto the green, you know, knock yourself out. It's just part of the environment and atmosphere. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Also, the putting course there.
Putting course is pretty cool. It wasn't great for those players trying to hit long putts because there's so much slope in it, the way it was designed. Like half of it was created, was roped off for those guys to use as a practice green. But yeah, the putting course itself is awesome. But how about sleeping on that one putt? And I was honestly curious if he had gotten up and went through his normal routine to kind of get his body going, you know, wedges, mid irons, driver, back down to wedges, and then putter. He's like, nope, just took the putter out, rolled some putts for 10 minutes, read it, and hit it. I mean, that's pretty cool. It wasn't short. It was probably, 15, 18 feet?
Well, that's nice. When you got to make a putt like that for an eagle to make the cut, and you go out there, you read it, you execute it, and it goes in the hole, and then you're able to finish like he finished in the top 20. That's amazing play.
Yeah, I think he was just 21st is what he tied for, but he was right there. Yeah, so 14 under par, 72, 65 in that second round, 67, 66 on the weekend to tie for 21st. So
figured it out those last three rounds.
Yeah, he got off to a little bit of a slow start, but like you said, he figured things out. So Zach Blair, by the way, there were 9 players with Utah ties entering the week. And Zach Blair was the lone Utah to make the cut. He shot 68-69 to make the cut, 70-75 on the weekend, and he shot 2 under par. Tough break. We talked about Kihei Akina. He's a senior in high school in Utah, and he got the exemption, shot 69-69, sat at 4 under par, and as we were recording the show, looked like he was in. And then the cut line shifted, and he just missed it by a shot. That's tough, but you know, look, if you look at it, he ended up beating Patrick Fishburne by 2 shots.
Yeah.
He beat Troy Merritt by 4 shots. He beat Peter Quest by 7 shots. So those are some of the other local, players that, through 2 rounds, he was better than. So that's pretty cool stuff. Guy's got to take a lot of confidence, as he gets ready to move into the college career at BYU.
Yeah. Especially when you're only 17 and you're playing on the level of the best players in the world and be able to go out and compete with them, just miss the cut by a shot, but prove to yourself that you belong where those guys are right now and the motivation it will give him as he goes forward.
You look at 8 birdies, 4 bogeys, 24 pars. I mean, to go around there without having any double bogeys or any big blowups. Yeah. I mean, that's a credit to him. I think he's definitely one you got to watch. Hey, Matt McCarty's one you got to watch. That guy is inside the top 50 in the world. He's inside the top 100 in FedEx Cup. He's in the Century Tournament of Champions. He's playing again this week in Vegas, and he's won 4 times in 10 starts from the Corn Ferry to the PGA Tour, and he's got a bright future ahead, no question about it. Hey, we got to take a short break. More of the show continues next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156.
800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Matt McCarty, winner of the inaugural Black Desert Championship. Here's what he had to say after.
I only won once in college. I won like another AM event, but, you know, a couple mini tour state open stuff, you know, when I turned pro. But up until this year, you know, it had been, I won my sophomore year of college, didn't win anything for a couple, 3 years, and kind of the same until this year. So, yeah, it's been just trying to stay patient, and, like, it's really hard to win golf tournaments and keep telling yourself that. And all you can do is really put yourself in contention and kind of see what happens. And, like, you learn a lot from those, and people always say it, like, learning how to win. I think it's, like, learning how to just play in contention and get yourself there more often, and winning sometimes just seems like it kind of happens, especially lately. So
when you're feeling that good, you're feeling that good, man. Just winning just happens. He, you know, he almost was embarrassed by it. He's winning so often, but hey, get
I love
used
how
to
he
it.
Chuckled.
Yeah. You just got to embrace it, right? You just got to be like, okay, this is what I do. And there's something about not being afraid of winning, you know?
Right.
And I would put this, not to turn this into the Michael Breed show, but you have to kind of not be afraid of success in golf, because how many times do you get out there and you're like, oh my gosh, I just birdied the first three holes.
Yeah.
And you're in an uncomfortable place all of a sudden, and you all of a sudden make a couple bogeys or a double. And now you settle down. You're like, okay, I'm back in my comfort zone. Or you're clipping along and all of a sudden somebody says, man, you're having a day, and you don't even realize it. And you quickly do add them up, and you're about to, you know, you're two holes away from shooting a career low.
Yeah.
What happens then? How do you handle that?
Well, and you know, you hear a lot of guys on the PGA Tour, how they stay in the present, you know, shot by shot, and being able to stay in the present and then add them up when it's all said and done. And that's what the best players do. They just focus on the shot. They focus on executing the shot, and then they move on to the next one. And or the next hole, and they don't get ahead of themselves, or they don't get, terrified about where they are, and worrying about trying to shoot the best score that they've ever shot. So, a lot can be said about, staying in the present and making sure that you just execute shot by shot and let the chips fall where they, you're not worried about results. Let the chips fall where they may.
So McCarty makes bogey on the 12th hole, tighten things up just a little bit. I think it got to within a shot or two at that point in time. He's standing on one of the more difficult tee shots, water down the left side, lava down the right side. You got to hit a good tee ball on 13. He can't be sitting there thinking, I got to hang on because I have a chance to play in the Masters. I got to hang on because I could be in the top 50 in the world. I got to hang on, or I got to hit this shot because I'm going to get it. It'll give me a 2-year exemption on, like, I got to make this shot so that I can win $1.35 million. Like, you can't, can you imagine? You can't even think that stuff. And yet we do that every day on the golf course. Hey, if I make this birdie, I'm going to win $15 in this match I'm in. If I make this, if I can just hit this fairway and not hit it in the hazard off this tee, I'm going to be in position to shoot my personal best, whatever it happens to be, right? We put so much of that on. I don't even know how we expect to play. Like in any other sport, I've never sat there and gone, hey, if they pass me the ball and I happen to make the shot, that means I'm going to score the most points I've ever scored, or that's going to put our team up and we might win the game. You go with the flow, as they say. You're just in the mix of the game. The problem with golf, or I shouldn't say the challenge in golf is you just have so much more time to think. Your head has so much more time to throw crap into it, and then somehow we have to try to block that out and just hit shots and play and enjoy the walk, enjoy the round, and hopefully it adds up in your favor at the end.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that I always noticed when I was caddying for my dad and that kind of thing is the time in between shots and what he focused on or what he was doing. You know, we've heard a lot of guys this year say that, you know, they were just, wanting to make sure that they looked around and enjoyed the atmosphere and enjoyed the scenery, enjoyed seeing the people on the golf course. And everything else except for in between shots, everything else except for what he was going to do with their next shot. Then you get to the next shot, you figure things out, you figure your yardage, you figure out the wind, and you go ahead and execute your shot. And then you move on to the next one. Mm. That's the way it's done.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So congrats again to Matt McCarty. So one of the things that, you see Lucas Glover shoot 62 in the final round. And we heard from Lucas from his Lucas Glover show on PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM, in hour number one, played that little excerpt, how much he enjoyed playing at Black Desert and how much confidence he's taking out. And if you listen to that show, they do a little show open with some of his sound bites. Mm-hmm. And he badly wants to play on the U.S. Ryder Cup team at Bethpage Black, where he won the U.S. Open. He says he's striking it well. He's done some changes. He's been working on his body. He's been doing a lot of things, and he's starting to see the results. Yeah, he had a tough week with the putter reading the greens at Black Desert. But other than that, he's been really, really good. What is your thoughts on Lucas Glover possibly making the Ryder Cup team at Bethpage Black next year?
Well, there's still a lot of time, to get points and acquire points. He has proven that he can play extremely well. Just not long ago, a year or so ago, he won two of the playoff events going into the Tour Championship, wins back to back. And everybody was talking about what he was able to do with the long putter at that point in time to help him putt and become a lot better in the game. Now his confidence is in the game with his ball striking. He's always been a great ball striker, and yet the putter still lacks a little bit. But we've seen Scottie Scheffler win tournaments with his putter lacking a little bit. So what he needs to do is he needs to accrue points. This year in 2024, you get a point per $1,000 earned for players that make the cut at the Players' Championship and the four majors, Masters, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and Open Championship. That's where you accrue points for this year and only. Now, in 2025, regular PGA Tour events, you get 1 point per $1,000 earned on all PGA, all players making cuts at events from January 1st, 2025, through the conclusion of the BMW Championship, August 17, 2025. Also, 2025 major championships, 1.5 points per 1,000 earned in all players making the cut in those. And opposite field events do not get any points awarded. So the top six players on the points list will make it on points. And then you have six captain's picks for the six remaining to round out the team at 12.
Lucas Glover currently sits at 37th. He has 299 points. You start looking at the players that are ahead of him. And number six right now, number 12 right now is 1,230 points. That's Max Homa.
Right.
So he's about halfway there, right, to... just a little less than half
to being
there,
in the top 12.
The top 12. And then so, actually, that's not true. He's like a fourth of the way there.
Yeah. So a lot of those guys that are further down the list are definitely going to have to play some really good golf. And, you know, top tens, top fives, sneaking in a win, that kind of thing. Those types of things will propel you the quickest. And if you play extremely well in a major championship, you get the one and a half, you get that half point bonus over regular tour events.
So right now, Bob, when you look at the stats for Team USA, mm-hmm. it's Schauffele leading Scottie Scheffler.
Yes. Two majors.
I mean,
two majors in 2024.
And that's where the points were, right? Because
yep.
Scottie had the one major, but yep. he didn't get any points for right. the other five wins.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just surprising to see Schauffele won, Scheffler two after the kind of year that Scheffler had.
Yeah, Scheffler seven wins this year, plus he got the gold medal. So, yeah, pretty crazy to see that. But only majors count in an off year in the Ryder Cup. Bryson DeChambeau is third. Of course, he won the U.S. Open. And then Colin Morikawa, Brian Harman, Billy Horschel round out the top six. Wyndham Clark is seven, Patrick Cantlay eight, Russell Henley nine, Tony Finau 10, and that comes off of his play at the U.S. Open and where he accrued most of his points so far. Then Sahith Theegala and Max Homa, as you talked about, at number 12.
So I'm looking at that right now. If I had to guess, you know, Schauffele, Scheffler, Bryson, Morikawa, those top four are probably going to be on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be my yep. guess.
Yeah.
Brian Harmon's got some work to do.
He does, definitely.
He's sitting there at five. I don't know if I take him as a pick. I think he's going to have to earn his spot in there. He just hasn't, unless he steps up his game, he just hasn't been playing as well.
Well, and
Billy Horschel,
you know,
on the other hand, at six is on the rise, right?
Yeah.
So of the two, yeah. I'm probably yep. going with Horschel over Harmon at this point in time.
Right, right. And the interesting thing is that Jim Furyk went straight down the list, top 12. And they were able to really compete great in the President's Cup and to, you know, have a solid victory for the U.S. side against, you know, the world as far as that's concerned. So it'll be.
Are you suggesting that the team camaraderie might be better if you just go chalk rather than having hurt feelings off picks?
It could be. It could be. Because maybe some of the guys go, well, you know, if a guy's like 22nd or 24th or 30th or something, why was he picked? Because he hasn't really had a great year, and these guys have played better.
So I'm looking at the guys that are outside the top 12, and yeah. Cam Young's outside the top 12.
Yep.
You know, Sam Burns, Justin Thomas, Will Zalatoris. Certainly somewhere down the list here is Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth, yeah.
Yeah, he's at 41. So Ricky Fowler, who's played before. So there's some guys there that, you know, Brooks Koepka's 33rd, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and you know 32nd.
What? Even Bryson DeChambeau said this week he understands how quickly, with him only getting playing on LIV and only getting points for major championships, how quickly he can bump out of that position that he's in right now, especially with the points for this coming year.
We'll talk about that. Plus, with McCarty's win, he becomes the latest to get into the Masters. We'll look at the Masters list, who's in right now, and who would have been in but chose not to play. Can you imagine that? You got an invitation to the Masters, you're going to choose not to play? It happened. There's a little more to the story. We'll tell you about it next, right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot, you'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you at Real Golf is our X handle. You can join us there. You can also find us where your favorite podcasts are found. I teased you with a little story going out there. Matt McCarty, with the win at the Black Desert Championship, becomes the latest who is eligible for an invitation to play in the 2025 Masters Tournament. And I can't even imagine how exciting that is. Well, I kind of can. His dad came out, and the hug that his dad gave him greenside after winning was the hug of, you're playing in the Masters. I didn't hear him say that, but you know he's got to be pumped. Like, hey,
oh yeah,
let's go have a father-son moment and play Augusta together.
No, his father was hugging him because, yeah, exactly. Let's play Augusta together because he can play. And all he has to do is call and say, hey, I want my dad to play too. And a member will play with him.
That's right. So pretty cool stuff. I mean, you win on the PGA Tour, you get into the Masters Tournament. That's got to be one of the great benefits. And so many others, right? The two-year exemption, obviously the $1.35 million, the world ranking points, the FedEx Cup points, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all really, really good stuff. No bad things come from winning. Now, I say that, and one particular player called it, winning the Asia Pacific Amateur, a problem. And the problem was that Wen Ye Ding, who is from China, played at Arizona State for a year. This is like top five amateur golfer in the world. Plays great. Wins the Asia, the APAC, the Asia Pacific Amateur, which comes with an exemption into the Masters and the Open Championship at Royal Portrush.
Boom.
That's pretty cool. There's a picture of him holding a flag, each one of them in either hand, standing there with his trophy. Well, he said coming into the tournament, regardless of what happens, he's going to turn pro right away.
Interesting.
That's a problem because the exemption, or the invitation, I should say, comes with the requirement that you remain an amateur.
Yes. If you win as an amateur in one of the events that Augusta allows an amateur or gives an amateur invitation to, you have to stay an amateur to be able to play.
However, there is this new thing where you can, through the amateur, I got to look at the name it was, but it's like, the Global Amateur Pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Is now a way for amateurs to get onto the DP World Tour. So right. You actually get a tour car. So again, I don't have all the qualifications in front of me, but he had the path to take his tour car. So here's your dilemma if you're Dean, okay? We don't know if he's going to be ding, 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 or if he's going to be ding, dong. We're not sure yet. We'll see how it all plays out. But right now, he was presented with the opportunity to play in the Masters as an amateur and the Open as an amateur, but he'd have to remain an amateur through next summer to right. be able to do that. He wants to turn pro and accept his DP World Tour card right now. And they start up in next month.
Yeah.
So he in Australia, so he can start participating as a pro and earning money and earning points and world rankings and all that kind of stuff as a professional right away. And that's the direction that he started to go. And he admits that sometimes in life you have a lot of regrets and he hopes that he doesn't. But he said, before I played this, I can't imagine I'm guaranteed to win this tournament. So I don't know. It's a problem. I think more likely I should take the card. And that's what he is going to do. So yeah, what do you think? What's your look? Given that, what would you do? And what do you think of his decision?
Well, ultimately, his decision is, or his goal, I would imagine, is to get on the PGA Tour. So we've seen other players go through the process of playing on the DP World Tour to work themselves onto the PGA Tour, most notably Brooks Koepka. Okay, so having said that. You know, yes, you want to be able to play at Augusta and you want to be able to play the Open Championship, but this kid's played a lot of golf. He's 22 years of age. He's played golf at Arizona State, great golf there. He's won one of the big amateur tournaments, and he wants to go out and be a professional and become better in the professional ranks. So I have no problem faulting him going to the DP World Tour and playing that World Tour, trying to get towards the PGA Tour.
This is the sequel to Moneyball.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Billy Beane's sitting right there. He's got a scholarship to Stanford. And the Mets want to offer him the big check to go pro.
Yep.
And now here he is. Talk about those regrets. He's back there reliving his failed professional career, left wondering what if he had gone to Stanford.
Yep.
Where he could have played two sports, right?
Yep.
I think quarterback or pitcher, right? So
yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting. I love that show, by the way. And it's a choose your own adventure book, this world, isn't it? And I'm not saying to you like you, it's his decision and that's what he wants to do. You got a DP World Tour card, or you take a couple of amateur exemptions.
You know, a lot of guys, especially amateur players, will play Augusta as an amateur and turn pro after the Masters, like the next day after the Masters. And most of them get an exemption to play at Harbortown when it was still just a regular event and not a signature event. So having said that, he said, you know what? I'm going for it right now because I got a lot of tournaments that I can play right now and work on my classification category to try to improve and become a better tour player immediately.
So. And by the way, Augusta National is an invitational tournament.
Yes.
They give a sponsor's special invitation, to whomever they choose.
Correct.
They could still offer an invitation to Ding if they wanted to. Now, I look at it two ways. I'm like, okay, he's your champ. He turned pro. You want him there anyway. You could talk about his winning and how excited he was. But then you're almost setting precedent for the amateur players to turn pro before expecting they'll get the invite anyway. And I think given the historical nature of that invitation, the emphasis on amateur golf, going back to Bobby Jones, I don't think they would do it because of principle. Not that they wouldn't want him to be there, but it just that opens up a can that I don't know that they want to open.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if he goes out and he plays extremely well and he has a chance to win a tournament, you know, he finishes runner up, something like that, they could do something to where they could offer that special invitation.
But it has to be based on his play as a pro, is what you're saying, from here on out, not by
100%.
And the fact that he's their reigning amateur champ, that also factors into it. But it can't just be that. He has to go out, maybe win a European Tour event, a DP World Tour event, or have like 10 top 10s between now and then or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So what would you do? Let us know at Real Golf. Man, you got the opportunity to play in the Open and at the Masters. Or here's a tour card. Good luck. There's no guarantees in golf. Especially professional golf.
Yep.
But there is a guarantee in amateur golf, and that is you get the invitation to go play at Augusta National. Yep. Whether you make the cut or don't make the cut, you're not making any money. But the notoriety that you get, think about turning pro the week after. You're going to have an audience right there at Augusta. You're going to have that platform to sort of launch your career, right? For sponsor opportunities and so on and so forth. So it's not as if you completely leave empty-handed monetarily. There's always something there.
Oh, he's going to have sponsors. Don't worry.
And that's a good point. As a pro, he'll have sponsors. But if he had stayed as an amateur, he would. Yes. I don't think he loses the sponsorship opportunities. It's just delayed somewhat. Now, there are a few people that turn down exemptions. So he's not the first one. And we'll give the Daily Drive credit for putting this list together. Mark Hayes in 1972 earned an exemption into the 73 Masters, decided to turn pro, and he finally made it to Augusta in 1977 after winning three times the previous year, including the Players' Championship. And he ultimately ended up playing in a Ryder Cup and 34 career majors, including six Masters. His best finish was a tie for 10th in 1982. Now, those aren't 32 career wins. He just played at 34 career majors. So, if you look back at Mark Hayes, that's probably worked out for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Tom Scherer lost to Justin Leonard in the 92 U.S. Amateur Final and decided to forego his runner-up spot in the 93 Masters to turn pro. He did win the Kemper Open in 2000 on the PGA Tour to finally get his one and only chance to play in the 2001 Masters, where he tied for 25th.
Justin Leonard chose the opposite route, continued on, played, major championship winner, Players Championship winner, multiple wins on the PGA Tour. He went the other direction.
Okay. So you just said that. Okay. I see what you did there. So I know how you feel about Tom Scherer's choice. Colt Knost, he won both the 2007 USAM and Pub Links, and they both gave him an exemption. The Pub Links is no longer around, but both of them gave him an exemption into the Masters. After competing on the winning Walker Cup team that September, he was number one in the world amateur golf. He decided to turn pro, and he forfeited his place in the 2008 Masters, U.S. Open, and the British, all three. Colt Knost went on to have two career wins on the Nationwide Tour, which is now the Korn Ferry Tour, and eventually qualified to play once each in the U.S. Open in 2012, British Open in 2016, and PGA Championship that same year, but he never got to play in the Masters.
Never got to play in the Masters, and he's doing, is it with NBC now?
Is it NBC? Or CBS, I don't know, but he does.
CBS, one of the two.
He does PGA Tour Network radio as well.
Yeah.
Fred Biondi of Brazil won the 2023 NCAA Individual Championship to become the first player to receive the Masters and U.S. Open invites that come with that. However, he turned pro a week after his Florida team won the NCAA title, forfeited his spot in both majors. He took a spot he finished 10th at Q School, got full status on the Korn Ferry Tour this year. He made 7 of 22 cuts, finished 117th in points. So we'll see. I mean, it hasn't gone so well for him.
No.
So like I said,
he's still got more time in his career.
We'll find out if Ding made the ding, ding, ding or the ding dong. That's what we're going to find out. Which decision he make?
I like that.
But hey, you know what? On the one hand, you could say, boy, nice to have those options.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, there's worse things that you could have.
Yeah. So. Yep. And you know what? It goes back to meritocracy again. You're going to play your way to an opportunity, and he's taken a hold of that opportunity, just like Matt McCarty did Played his way to an opportunity, won three times, got the automatic battlefield promotion, and now wins at Black Desert. And he's got an, well, he's going to be playing at Augusta. He's got an opportunity going forward to continue on his career over the next 2 years with that exemption.
Yeah, really good stuff. So, by the way, we got a couple minutes left just to kind of run through some of the qualifiers. There are, oh gosh, oh, I didn't want to read all these off.
18 categories?
At least 17. Is there? Oh, no, there's 19? 20.
20 categories, sorry.
Yeah, yep. There's 20 categories. So you got all the past champions mm-hmm. that are in the field.
Yep.
The two U.S. Open champs. So Bryson's in.
Last five U.S. Open champs.
I'm sorry, number two Get category. In. Yeah, last five.
Yeah. Yep.
So you got Bryson, Wyndham, and Fitzpatrick.
Correct.
And then the others are?
Last five Open champions. Brian Harman, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, and Cameron Smith. Last five PGA champions, Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas. And last three Players champions, which that event will conclude at the end or the 16th of March. But you got Scotty with the last two. And then...
So you don't list that because Scotty's already in as a Masters champion. Yeah. And same with the Olympic gold medalist because Scotty's
and the gold medalist. Yeah. Correct.
The 24 U.S. amateur champ is number seven, as well as the runner up. And that was Jose Luis Ballester and Noah Kent.
Correct.
And then the amateur champ, which Jakob Skov Olesen. Did I say that right?
Yep. Yeah. Reigning British amateur champ. Correct.
And then the Asia number Pacific nine is amateur. The one we just talked about.
Yep. He forfeited and is turning professional. Latin American amateur, that concludes in January.
Yep.
So the U.S. Mid-Amateur champ is Evan Beck. Reigning NCAA Division I men's individual champion is Hiroshi Tai.
And then you got the top 12 players, including Tai's from last year's tournament in there. And that's like Oberg, Homa, Fleetwood, Zalatoris, Hatton, Young, Davis, Shank, and Pavone. First four players, including Tai's, at the next three majors. So Rory's in there, Cantlay's in there, Rose, Horschel, Tristan Lawrence. That was a great story. You know, he was one that kind of burst on the scene of the British, and that got him into the Masters. Victor Hovland and Thomas Dietrich. And then you've got winners of the PGA Tour events, and Matt McCarty joins that list of others that are in there. Keegan Bradley, by the way, is going back to the Masters. And then, of course, those that qualified for the 2024 Tour Championship, top 50 in the official world golf ranking. And those are TBD. So
yep,
that's what the Masters sets up. So our next major championship, April can't come soon enough. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, Dave Glauser's our producer. He's Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. As always, good to be with you. We'll see you next week here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.